Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate so much you tuning in. We hope that you'll listen for the duration of the program, because on this program, we intend to speak only those things that are found in God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a question about something we say on the program, or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject you'd like for us to spend time and study on the program, please feel free to contact us at the address given by the announcer or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. Also, the East Abbotville Church of Christ has a website. On this website, you can hear these daily radio programs. You can hear the sermons that are presented at the East Abbotville Church of Christ. There are numerous Bible subjects and Bible articles that are found on the website. You can do a search and be able to go directly to any particular Bible subject that you might have an interest in. Also, we have a bulletin, an email bulletin, that's mailed every 2 weeks. And on the website, if you would like to receive this email bulletin that contains Bible subjects and articles pertaining to those subjects, you can submit your email address and we will put you on the list to receive this bulletin every 2 weeks. All of this and much more is available at www.eastalbertville.org. Only a few decades ago, for most Christians in America, the Islamic faith was something that was distant. It was completely unrelated to anything that we might encounter in our daily lives. But with the rise of immigration and the tide of world events, that has changed that situation. Now it may be our next-door neighbor, the clerk at the grocery store, or our children's classmates we find are devoted Muslims. Christians need to be ready to teach all men and be prepared to face the challenges of this growing religious movement. The name Islam means submission. One who practices Islam is a Muslim, and that name or word means one who submits to God. In fact, Islam began in about 610 A.D., when an Arabic tribesman named Muhammad claimed to receive divine instructions to teach Islam. Recitation, which is Muhammad claimed to have been given by the angel Gabriel, were written, and they were circulated at about 632 A.D., and they were put together in the Quran, which is the sacred book of Islam. While Islam is divided, we know, into factions over different beliefs about leadership, that all of them have some what we call core doctrines that are common to all of Muslims. And these are summed up in 6 points. 1, there is one God, Allah. 2, Allah has revealed himself to prophets in the past, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and so forth and so on. 3, Muhammad was the final prophet of Allah. 4, Islam is the faith practiced by Abraham and the faithful of the past. 5, the Quran is the full and final revelation of God. And 6, at the resurrection, Muslims will receive eternal paradise and unbelievers the punishment of eternal fire. 2, Islamic practice revolves around 5 activities. They are, 1, profession of their faith. To be a Muslim, you must recite this, quote, "There is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his prophet. End of quote. The second activity is prayer. The faithful Muslim prays 5 times a day, facing the city of Mecca. The third activity is almsgiving. Muslims must give a religious tax and a freewill offering. The fourth activity is fasting. During daylight of the Islamic month of Ramadan, Muslims are to fast and to abstain from sex. And the fifth activity is pilgrimage. Muslims must try to make a sacred pilgrimage to Mecca, one of the first cities where Muhammad taught Islam. And while it is that Christians reject the Islamic claim that Jesus was only a prophet, there are a number of logical inconsistencies in the Islamic faith that we need to consider. These concern basically two questions. One is the Bible reliable? And two, who is Jesus? So what does the Quran say about the Bible? We know that while the Quran is presented as the final revelation of God, the Quran itself makes some other clear statements about the origin, the inspiration, and the accuracy of the Bible. In fact, this presents Islam with some difficulties. For example, the Quran claims that God gave scripture to Moses in Surah 2, verse 53. Israel was given God's message, according to Surah 2, 47. The law is a guide to truth, Surah chapter 3, verse 93. Moses was followed by the prophets and Jesus, Surah chapter 2, verse 87. The books of Moses, the prophets, and Jesus came from God, Surah chapter 3, verse 84, and that God's revelation is not lost, Surah chapter 2, verse 106. In fact, the Quran claims to confirm those books which came before. Here's what it says in Surah chapter 3, verse 3, and I quote, "It is He who sent down to thee step by step in truth the book, confirming what went before. And He went down the law of Moses and the gospel of Jesus before this as a guide to mankind." Again, that's from the Quran in the book of Surah, chapter 3, verse 3. You know, there are many instances in which the Quran, though, contradicts the Bible. For example, in talking about Noah, the Quran claims that Noah, that one of his sons died in the flood that we see in the book of Surah, chapter 11, verse 43. The Bible claims in Genesis 7 and verse 7, and also verse 23, that all of Noah's family was saved in the flood. We see, too, that the Quran claims that Abraham left his father. That is in their book, Surah chapter 19, verses 45 through 49. But the Bible tells us that Abraham stayed with his father until his death in Haran in Genesis 11, verses 27 through chapter 12, verse 4. The Quran claims that Jacob knew that Joseph was not dead when shown his clothes, Surah chapter 11, verse 18. But the Bible relates that Jacob tore his own clothes and mourned for many days, Genesis 37, verse 34. And when Joseph was in Egypt, the Quran claims that Potiphar asked Joseph to forgive his wife. That's recorded in Surah chapter 12, verse 29. But in the Bible, Potiphar had Joseph in prison. That's in Genesis 39 and verse 30. And the Quran claims that God spoke to Moses after 10 years in Midian, Surah chapter 28, verses 25 through 30. The Bible says it was 40 years in Acts chapter 7 and verse 30. So how does Islam resolve such differences? Well, modern Muslims argue that the modern Bible is flawed. In fact, Dr. Selah E. Darir, in 1974, debated Brother Chaim Hutto, and here's what he said, quote, "Can we find either the law or the gospel in today's Bible? I say we can find some of the law, and yes, we can find some of the truth in the Bible." And again, that's from the Hutto-Elderville debate. But what does the Koran say about Jesus? The Koran claims that Jesus was not God's son. In Sirah chapter 9, verse 30. The Bible claims that Jesus is the Son of God. Matthew 3, verse 17, Matthew 16:16, when Peter made that confession, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." The Koran claims that Jesus was not divine in Sirah chapter 5, verse 19. But the Bible reveals that in Jesus, God was manifested in the flesh. In 1 Timothy 3 and verse 16, in John 1 and verse 1, "In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And then again in John 20 and verse 28, "These things that are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God." The Koran claims that Jesus was not crucified. In Sirah chapter 4, verse 157. But the Bible clearly states that Jesus was crucified. And we have four gospel accounts to attribute to that fact. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. For instance, Luke chapter 23 and verse 33. And you know, even ancient historical sources that have no favoritism to Christianity whatsoever, they confirm the resurrection. Look at such historians as Josephus and Tacitus and the Babylon Talmud. All of these attest to the fact of Jesus' crucifixion. Who was Jesus? Well, what Islam fails to realize is that it cannot accept certain claims about Jesus without being forced to accept others. For instance, if Jesus was born of a virgin, then he was God with man, as Isaiah 7 and verse 14 prophesies. And that name, Emmanuel, meaning God with us, as recorded in Matthew 1 and verse 23, all of that attests to the fact that Jesus was the Son of God. He was divine. And if Jesus was the Messiah, then he was the Son of God. In Matthew 16, when Jesus was asking his disciples, who were men saying that he was, they had varied answers to who they thought Jesus was. But when Jesus asked his apostles, it was Peter that gave the statement, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And you remember the statement that Jesus made? He said, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you." So we see here is a divine declaration of Jesus to be the Son of God, to be the Messiah. And if Jesus was the Word of God, then he was God in the flesh, as John speaks of in John chapter 1 in those first four verses. You know, most perhaps importantly, if Jesus brought the gospel, he brought God's power to save, because that's what the power is in. It's in the gospel, Romans 1, verses 16 and 17. So to accept Islam, one needs to rely upon the testimony of one man alone. One must accept a faith built upon the very things that it's forced to deny. One has to accept a faith that denies established history. So to accept the Koran, one must believe that Jesus was the Messiah, but not God's Son, nor the world's Savior. Friends, our time is gone. Thank you so much for listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. Till then, we bid you a pleasant good day, and now we turn you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 a.m. and Sunday at 8:30 a.m. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbotville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.